Manufacturer Factory Authorized Dealer Programs. What manufacturer factory authorized dealer programs are? How a brand new HVAC shop qualifies through a distributor, how the Find a Dealer Locator feeds you replacement and warranty work, and the training and volume strings attached. From the Launch My HVAC Knowledge Base. What it is. Every major equipment maker, Carrier, Trane, Lennox, Bryant, Rheem, Goodman / Daikin, York, American Standard, and the rest, runs a tiered dealer program. At the basic level, you're simply a shop that can buy and install their equipment. At the top, factory authorized / premier / comfort specialist tier, each brand brands it differently. You've met extra requirements and you get listed on the manufacturer's public Find a Dealer page. Get better warranty terms to offer customers and get co-op marketing dollars. The thing to understand up front, in most of the country you don't buy directly from the manufacturer. You buy through a regional distributor or, for brands like Trane, a factory-owned branch. That distributor is your real relationship. They set you up, they decide which brands you can carry, and they're the gatekeeper to the authorized tier. So how do I become a Carrier dealer really means how do I get set up with a Carrier distributor for my area? Why it matters. Two reasons a new shop cares about this. First, the dealer locator is free lead flow. When a homeowner's system dies, they often go to the brand's website. It's on the data plate of the unit that just failed and click Find a Dealer Near Me. If you're on that map, you get the call, and it's a high-intent call from someone who already owns that brand and needs replacement or warranty work. Second, the better warranty is a real selling tool. Authorized dealers can typically register equipment for a longer parts warranty than a homeowner gets buying it themselves, which is a genuine reason for the customer to choose you over a non-authorized installer. For a contractor doing replacements, getting into an authorized program is one of the cleanest ways to turn a brand's national advertising into local calls you didn't have to pay for. How to qualify step by step. Pick your brand S and find the local distributor. Decide which line you want to hang your hat on. Call around to the supply houses in your area or use the manufacturer's site to find who distributes that brand near you. You usually can't carry every brand. Distributors protect their dealers and some require a degree of loyalty. Open a dealer account with the distributor. This is the basic relationship. They'll want your business license, fine, proof of liability insurance, your contractor's license, and a credit application, so you can buy equipment on terms instead of cash up front. Expect a credit check. New businesses with no history sometimes start on a prepay or COD basis until they build a track record. Buy and install their equipment to build a relationship. Authorized status isn't usually handed to a shop on day one. Distributors want to see you actually moving their product. Buy your condensers, furnaces, and air handlers through them and a relationship forms. Meet the authorized tier requirements. This is where the strings are. Depending on the brand, the top tier typically requires some mix of completing the manufacturer's technical and business training, often online courses plus some in person, carrying the required insurance and licensing, maintaining a minimum annual purchase volume, getting NATE certified techs on staff. Several brands lean on NATE, and sometimes passing a customer satisfaction or reputation check. You apply through the distributor, who sponsors you up to the manufacturer. Get listed and registered. Once approved, you go on to the brand's dealer locator, get access to register equipment for the enhanced warranty, and unlock co-op marketing funds. The manufacturer reimburses part of your local advertising if you feature their brand. What it costs or pays. There's usually no big membership fee to be a basic dealer. The cost is buried in volume commitments and the time/money to train your people. The authorized tier costs you in three currencies. Purchase volume, you have to buy enough each year to keep status. Training hours, your techs and you sitting through courses. And brand loyalty, you're now somewhat married to that line. What it pays. Locator leads. The better warranty as a closing tool. Co-op marketing reimbursement. Occasional spiffs and rebates. Sometimes priority on parts and tech support and lead generation programs the manufacturer runs. For a replacement-focused shop, the locator calls, and co-op dollars alone can more than cover the cost of staying authorized. The headaches and how to handle them. Volume minimums squeeze a small shop. If the authorized tier requires more annual purchases than you can realistically sell, you'll either overorder to keep status or lose it. Be honest about your volume before you commit to a tier. It's fine to be a basic dealer until you grow into the requirements. You get tied to one brand. Distributors don't love it when you split your loyalty, and going all in on one line means you're exposed to that brand's price hikes, stockouts, and quality swings. Many established shops carry a primary brand plus a value brand, often a Goodman / Daikin line, to cover budget customers. Warranty labor isn't the gold mine it sounds like. Being authorized helps you sell the equipment and offer good parts warranties. But manufacturer labor reimbursement, when you replace a failed part under warranty, is typically billed at rates below your normal shop rate. Don't assume warranty callbacks pay like regular work. See how the maker reimburses labor before you bank on it. The distributor relationship is everything. A good distributor rep will fight for you, get you into training, and front you on a back-ordered coil. A bad one will treat you like the smallest account in the book. Cultivate that relationship like a customer. It determines how smoothly everything else runs. Tips and gotchas. Register every install for the warranty promptly. Many enhanced warranties require online registration within a set window, often 60 to 90 days, or the customer drops to the shorter base warranty. Forgetting this turns your selling point into a complaint later. Get a TechNate certified early. Several authorized programs lean on NATE certification, and it's a credential customers increasingly recognize. It's worth having regardless. Use the co-op money. A lot of small dealers leave marketing reimbursement on the table because the paperwork is annoying. That's free advertising budget. Claim it. Don't chase every brand's top tier at once. Pick one line to be authorized on, do it well, and add others as you grow. Spreading thin across brands satisfies none of the volume requirements. Ask the distributor flat out what authorized status requires in your territory before you assume. The requirements vary by brand and even by region, and the rep would rather tell you than have you guess. Bottom line, factory authorized dealer programs turn a manufacturer's national brand and advertising into local replacement and warranty leads, plus a stronger warranty you can sell with. The path runs through your regional distributor, not the factory directly, so get set up with the distributor, buy their equipment, knock out the training, and apply for the authorized tier once your volume can support it. Just go and clear-eyed about the volume commitment and the brand loyalty it asks for.